Happy New Year, everyone. This is Phil and Maud's audio blog. I'm Phil. This week, we're talking about how to reconcile individuality and union in your relationships. To be in a relationship is to exist in a state somewhere between individuality and union. This is so for all relationships, not just personal ones. We are both the relationship and the individual. Ideally, we move smoothly between these states without any struggle. There's no resistance, no attachment. Each has its pleasures and its pains. To be an individual is to have autonomy and power, yet loneliness can be its price. In relationships, we both give and receive love and acceptance, but risk drowning ourselves in the connection. Our loneliness is quenched, but our individuality can get lost. We have needs for both a sense of self and the sense of connection. The two are contradictory. It's like wanting to live in the heart of the city and also deep in the country. In real life, it's expensive to afford two mortgages. In our head, there is a comparable price. Can we be alone without being lonely? And can we be together without the fear of losing our individuality? Ideally, we can move fluidly between the two states. We need both to fulfill our needs. Be conscious of both and open yourself up to each state fully. When you are with someone, whether your partner, a friend, or a stranger, be with them fully. Give them your entire attention. Maybe they won't join you, maybe they will, but your calmness and presence will enter and lighten their day. We all want to be seen, appreciated, and acknowledged. Sometimes just making eye contact with someone, smiling, letting them know someone knows they are present is all it might take to renew that person's spirits. Sharing ourselves and opening our hearts to that kind of union with others helps us grow and stretch. In an intimate relationship, it's easy to take the connection for granted and to let it languish. Make sure to carve time out of your day to just connect. Sit, share what's going on, feel how your partner is, and bring both of you back into the moment. And make sure that there are new experiences of fun and pleasure together to feed the connection and keep it alive. We must all find our balance between staying in connection and awareness with ourselves and relating to others and their inner selves. Practice flowing between the two, and we will all be the richer for it. That's it for today. I hope you're having a great start to the new year. Go to our blog at philandmaud.com. Read all our other blogs. Check it out. Sign up for our newsletter, which comes out once a week. And have a great time.